Amid hotly contested elections, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is facing for the first time a powerful independent media. But Erdogan is accused by international rights groups watchdogs of seeking to silence critical journalism as he faces his toughest re-election bid.
Merhaba değerli izleyiciler. Yerel gündemle karşınızdayız.
98 Haber broadcasts a news program with its nationwide network of reporters. It's one of a growing number of independent media platforms covering May's presidential elections. In previous polls, one of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's key advantages was his vice-like grip on media coverage. But not anymore, says Gürkan Biçici, 98 Haber editor-in-chief.
Muhalif denebilecek, daha iktidardan en azından bağımsız olan mecraların büyümesi, daha...
It's a time of change in Turkey, and this is something that is reflected in the media. There are new movements. A powerful independent media is developing, such as the growth of news channels and the enlargement of their sphere of influence. I can even say that in terms of the number of viewers on election day, the audience and the followers of independent organizations will be much more than mainstream media. Thus, the effort of the government to establish a monopoly failed. They lost.
Bu noktada da aslında kaybetti.
But the government-controlled Media Regulatory Authority is stepping up its fines on independent media stations, prompting condemnation by 20 international media and freedom of expression watchdogs. Erol Önderoğlu, Turkey representative for the Paris-based Reporters Without Borders.
There is a duty of regulation. This should be not weaponized against a critical TV station before these crucial elections. One of the most important and concerning feet of this problem is for sure the weaponization of High Audiovisual Board, which is supposed to be independent of any kind of political interference, but which is precisely one of the weapon or crackdown tool under the hand of this government.
Toplumu birleştirmemiz lazım. Bunun için de bu görüşmeler sağlanması gerekir.
The government denies the charge of partisanship. But for independent stations like Halk TV, it says fines are a part of doing business, but warns the real threat is closure ahead of the May elections. Halk TV news editor-in-chief Bengü Sharp Babaeker.
Yayında ceza verecek bir cümle.
In our broadcasts, they can always find a reason to issue a penalty, a sentence, an interview or a statement. And that's why we are always on alert. We're always expecting something. Managers and fellow journalists are responsible for keeping this channel open. We are responsible for preventing a penalty that would close the channel down.
Kapatacak bir ceza gelmesini engellemekle yükümlüyüz.
Despite the risk of closure and fines, stations like Halk during February's deadly earthquake exposed government shortcomings, drawing large audiences. Analysts say such coverage has helped build independent media's reputation ahead of elections for fair but critical coverage. Sezin Öner is a columnist at Politik Yol News Portal. She says there is a renaissance in the independent media, now surpassing mainstream outlets.
I think an important we are facing a renaissance of the Turkish media opinions, and I think it became evident in the earthquake period, because we wouldn't be hearing about the incapacity of the government had there not been the new voices of the media. They really did good reporting, and good reporting is enough in itself. It doesn't have to be just voicing the narrative of the opposition or giving a voice to opposition politicians. But it's just reflecting what's happening on the ground, and that's really important for the election night as well.
New independent media TV channels have been launched in the run-up to the polls, with many reporters who've quit the industry returning to help cover an election that all sides claim is one of the most important in the Turkish Republic's history. Dorian Jones, Istanbul, Turkey.